Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, beloved. We just got signed in. We had some problems with Skype. We're in, all right?
Episode of Dubwise Talk. I am Jude Adirar, your host, and I apologize about the late sign-in. There was some difficulty with Skype, but nonetheless, we are here, and we are so proud to present tonight a beautiful model, runway model, who was born in Haiti and who has made it here in the United States. Her name is Glenda Phillips. But before we bring her on, we're going to let you hear this ad from our favorite sponsor, Unon Imports.
Greetings, Aquaba. Unon Imports. Unon Imports. Unon Imports They are located at 6971 North Sheridan Road, Chicago, Illinois, 60626. This two-room garden metal shop specializes in arts and crafts, body care products, and clothing, mostly from Kenya and West and Central Africa. They also specialize in authentic hand-carved wood masks that have the spirit infused in them, alongside the bands made of kente cloth and knit Rastafarian taps and carved wood jewelry. The body products include several kinds of pure, unrefined shea butter, as well as black soap made from the ashes of leaves, bark, and cocoa pods, mixed with shea butter or palm oil, then cured, which is noted for its deep cleansing properties. Aside from that, Unan Imports exudes an ambiance that is one to remember. Do yourself a favor. Take some time and go over to Unan Imports, located at 6971 North Sheridan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60626, and see who I call Doc, Brother Al Unan. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, and we are black. We are black. It was Dubwise Talk with the lovely and the talented and the beautiful Glenda Phillips. Let's receive this beautiful sister with a hearty, hearty yay. Yay, Glenda, how are you, beloved?
I'm great. I'm great. Hanging there. Doing welcome, the business.
Yes. Give thanks, beloved. I'm so honored to have you on the show. Where were you born, Glenda?
I was born in Haiti, capital of Port-au-Prince. In a beautiful sunrise.
And how long were you in Haiti before you came to America?
I was there for 16 years.
Can you hear it right if I draw a boy?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you're getting it from the other arm.
It's hello, Glenda? Glenda?
You sure?
Hello? Glenda?
Yes, hello?
Yes, there was some interference from another caller, but we're here with you now. Talk about your youth while growing up in your home. What was art like in your home? What kind of art was contributing to your impressions?
You know, Haiti is just, you got to do what you got to do. When I was little, I was going through struggle. I was going through a lot. My parents didn't have enough to take care of us. So we had to get together and see what we could do. But life is so difficult. So now I'm here, and I got to try my best to help the ones that's out there. But it's not really good. It's just, that's life, you know. You got to go through struggle before you get what you want.
Exactly. And it seems that your heart is committed and devoted to your people back home. And I applaud that highly, beautiful. Did you ever get a chance to meet Jean Wyclef?
No, I never have a chance to meet him, but I hear about him a lot.
Yeah, he's definitely put Haiti on the map, and we're honored to have him as well. So, moving along, you went to school here in the States or there?
I went to school down there.
Okay.
But I didn't stay that long because I came over here and finished the rest of it.
Yeah. All right. So, what was art like in school? What kind of art were you exposed to while you were in school?
I used to be focused on Actually, it's just like I used to be having fun going to school, just learning. That's it. But fun to having friends and stuff. And but not that much. I was used to be focused on learning because my parents is strict. So they used to be like books and your homework, and that's it. After your homework, that's when you're allowed to do anything else.
Wow. Such an austere life. So what was it that impregnated your mind that people would like to see you modeling? When did you realize that you were beautiful?
You know, I tried it when I was in Haiti. My grandmother used to show me how to walk in heels and stuff like that. So she used to be like, you know, you need to get on those heels because you never know where you're going to end up to. But when I came over here, people like in school, the way I walk, the way I wear my heels and stuff, they used to be like, why don't you just try modeling? Like you could do modeling. You got the look. You just got the style. So that's when I went and tried it. But I was not thinking I was going to get in. But hello, they got me.
Whoa, that is wonderful. So tell us about your first modeling experience. Where were you? How old were you? And how much did you get paid on your first modeling job?
Actually, I was, when I started modeling, I was like 17. I started for Once's Talent, and actually I had my portfolio done there, and they helped me get casting and stuff. I ended up working with a hairstylist at the same time doing modeling, so he got me doing photo shoots. And, like, my first pay was, like, $300.
Oh, my goodness.
My first pay for it was $300 for, like, probably, like, it was, like, 2 hours and a half. So, and from there, I did the photo shoot. And now I start working with other designers. And he got my portfolio, promoting my pictures, got me on this show, got me on the other shows, and I'm meeting new people. So that's why I'm getting more further until I get my own.
So you were 17 years old. Someone urged you to try modeling, and you went and modeled. You got your portfolio at the same place, I understand. And you made $300. How did you celebrate that first check?
Oh, that was great. I bought everything I wanted. I bought everything. I was buying jewelries. I was buying earrings. I was doing my hair, my nails. I celebrated that $300. My first $300. Yes, I did happy. I did celebrate.
Did you send any home to your mother and your father?
Yes, I was jumping in.
Did you send any home to?
Oh, if I send any home, I did not send the first time, but I send the second time when I get more. But that time, the first time, yes, I did celebrate it. I did celebrate and buy stuff that I didn't have, and so I could do more and help those people out there.
Yes, indeed, beloved. So tell me, what was the next step? What did you begin to dream after you got that first contract? What were your dreams like at that time?
Actually, I was dreaming like to go farther, to work with more top designer and make more money and getting more like knowing me. So I was looking for it to do that. And that's what I'm keep looking for you to do, to get my name out there. That's what I want.
Yes, yes, yes. So what is modeling like in Haiti in comparison to the U.S.?
Freddy, I never tried that yet because I didn't go down there yet. But talking about it with my family, they are happy, and I'm thinking that they all understand what is it. So they keep telling me they keep continuing to do it. So that's why I'm keep continuing to do it, because of them. Doesn't matter they not understand and they not understand, as long as they tell me they keep continuing, that's all that matters to me.
Glenda, we have a caller.
Yes, yes, I'm on the other line. I'm listening to the conversation.
Yes, would you like to have a question for Glenda, our beautiful guest of this evening?
Yes, I've seen her a lot of times on the internet, and she looks really fabulous, and I know that she can reach very far if she continues. So, Ms. Glenda, when can we have, like, see you in doing your thing on a show or something? When can we see that? My name is Frances Marie, and I would like to know that when I'll be able to see you doing your thing, modeling, like, and becoming one of the biggest of all models, going to England, like Naomi Campbell and all of them. Can I see you doing your thing?
Yes, I have something coming up by calling Queen Pen Media, and I'm working with a new artist that called Kim Fresh by the name Shelvin Francis, and he's had some rap, some beat, they had to get together, so we try to put some show together, but it's coming up soon, like next month, so I'm working with some financial people that get on it, so I have to wait for the call, and they're already in contact with me, so I'm getting ready, but I'm waiting on King Fresh to get all this music, all the song together, because we're having a new album called Unfinished Business, and by the name Fashion Killer, so you could check it out on the website by like www.queenpenmedia.com, and you could check me on Facebook, Twitter. So we having it coming up. We'll let you know. We're gonna post that, and everybody will see. And we coming out next month. We're coming out,
okay.
And we got some t-shirts. We got some T-shirt out, too. It's coming out, so you could check that online. You could just Google my name or Google Kim Fresh, and you just find everything else.
And I'll be able to buy some of your products.
Yes, yes. I got the album on sale, and you could just get a copy of it, and you could just buy some T-shirt. The name of it is ASAP Fashion Killer.
Okay, so I'll be looking forward to purchasing from you guys, and looking also forward for you and King Fresh, and what a big up to both of you, okay? And I wish you guys all the best in heading on to the highest level, okay?
Thank you.
Respect, beloved.
All right.
Listen, hit the follow button on your page that you're listening to, and I urge you to do the same, Glenda. Hit the follow button. I need all the statistics that we can get. Ladies and gentlemen, we are brought to you by Popcorn Haven, located on the southwest side of Chicago, conveniently at 111th and Cicero. They have 500 flavors for your palate. Do yourself a favor and run over by Popcorn Haven. You'll be glad you did. And we are brought to you by Lalibela's Fine Cuisine at Ethiopian Restaurant at 5633 North Ashland Avenue. Go by there and speak with Samson and his lovely wife, Heru. You'll be so honored and so glad and so impressed by the decorum and by their service and that impeccably prepared food. Lalibela's, 5633 North Ashland Avenue. So, Glenda, we're black with you, Glenda. So what's next on your plate?
Okay, I'm good.
Excuse me?
Glenda, can you hear me?
Yes, now.
So what's next on your agenda, Glenda?
My next is I have a new album coming up because I'm working with that artist, Kim Fresh, by the name Shelvin Francis. So I have an album named by Unfinished Business. It's on Google Plus, on iTunes. And I have some T-shirt online called ASAP Fashion Killer. So I'm coming out with a new business called Queen Pay Media. So check it out. So it's new things, new style for kids and men's and women's out there, like fashion too, like to listen some love songs, some hip-hop, some R&B, and some rap. So we all mix. So you could check my album on iTunes by King Fresh. And you could Google me by my name. And that's all. And that's what's coming out right now.
I'm so looking forward to this project. I did not know that you also a recording artist. You must submit an MP3 or two of music so that I can let show. And finish another episode with us at WSR.
Yes. Can you repeat that question? Because it's breaking up.
I asked, would you be agreeable to come back and honor us with
your
presence?
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, yes. We are looking so forward to having you come back, beloved. We don't have much time. We started kind of late, but I just want to let you know that this beautiful artist is on the upcoming. She is wonderful. She is talented, and she is beautiful. Look out for Glenda Phillips. And I'd just like you to also follow Dubwise Talk. Go to our page and hit the follow button. You'll be glad you did. We continually have positive and uplifting artists on our show. So with that, before we go, I would like you to tell the young ladies in the audience and the young men, what are some of the tools that they need to become an accomplished model?
Listen, when you are going and try something and you got down, don't ever think that you can't do it. No, it's just the moment, it was not your moment. So keep trying it and keep doing it, because I get rejected so many times. They tell me I'm too short. They tell me, oh, okay, I'll call you back. I'll wait. But you know what? I keep trying. Here we go. I'm here, and I keep making it, and now I have a point to open my own business. So keep trying it, and you're going to make it. Trust to believe. When you got your trust on God, everything will work.
Yes, yes. And what about the portfolio? What are some of the things that they need to get together to make a presentation?
Actually, you don't need that much, and you don't need to pay for anything. All you need is just the marketing. You just go marketing. All you need is a couple of pictures, a couple of headshots, couple of black and white pictures, couple of color pictures, and just be straight. And your presentation is about what you are, who you are, and don't just make up something. Just be real. Who you are, and that's who you are. And that's it. Be real in your personality and trust on yourself. And that's all. And you be present yourself. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be thinking. Don't be going too hard. Because if you go too hard, that's not going to work. Just relax, and that's it. The door will be open for you. And that's what I do.
Wow.
I focus on myself. I trust myself. And I say, oh, yes, I could do it. And I did it.
We are so happy that you did. And we are looking so forward to having you come back, Glenda. It's been a pleasure. You're very intelligent, and you have excellent.
And don't forget to check in Fresh on iTunes, Unfinished Business, ASAP Fashion Killer. All this, you're going to love the style. It's right there. Check me out by my name.
And we shall do so, beloved. We bid you peace, we bid you love, and we bid you happiness, unification, beloved. Hotep.